So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Wood One Sports presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so staggeringly awesome and unapologetically original, you won't know what hit you.
Do you ever just get down on your knees and thank God that you know me and have access to my dementia?
Featuring the man himself, Nick Kostos.
For anyone else, he's exaggerating, he's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. This is not Pop Warner. An absolute disgrace, an atrocity, an affront. One of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Wonderful Football Wednesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Wednesday, oh baby, the world of sports is alive. There is so much on the table in sports, and we will consume all of it, including why Indiana and Oregon coming up on Friday night means so much more than who will play for the national championship game in college football. I'll explain what I mean, and I will also give you my bet on the game coming up on Friday with Indiana and Oregon. I will also give you my bet for Ole Miss and Miami coming up tomorrow night, and why I think the best player will beat the better team. So we'll preview the college football playoff coming up next hour here on this Wednesday. We will talk NFL coaching news. And among that, why I think the Arizona Cardinals can avoid calamity moving forward after firing Gannon. That's a nerdy Legend of Zelda reference to the people that get it. I'm going to tell you why I think Arizona can turn it around in short order as we move along. Our friend Danny Parkins, first things first on Fox Sports 1. Danny joins the show later this hour. We will talk about the Bears and the Packers on Saturday night from Soldier Field in the NFL wildcard round and everything happening in the National Football League. We will close the show as per usual in the final hour, the Power Hour, with all my bets for tonight in the world of sports after your boy got absolutely railroaded on Monday night with the NBA and the college basketball bets. Now, yesterday was a scheduled day off for me because I'm working Saturday and Sunday this week, bringing you NFL playoff shows nationally in the morning. But I'll be real. It's possible I might have asked for the day off, even if it hadn't been scheduled, with how poorly the bets went on Monday night. So hopefully we get those rolling coming up on a Wednesday here in the world of sports. Couple housekeeping items before we get to the big story of the day with the Baltimore Ravens and John Harbaugh. We have a new YouTube page that I want everybody to check out. Now, for the rest of the week, you can watch the show on the old YouTube page, which is youtube.com/@thebetmgmnetwork. But that network no longer exists. We are now Westwood One Sports. So the new YouTube account moving forward, starting on Monday, will be the sole YouTube account, is youtube.com/@TheKostos, which is my social media handle, Twitter and Instagram, THEKOSTOS. So please subscribe to the new YouTube page, youtube.com/@TheKostos, THEKOSTOS. Like and comment. We will be interacting with you every single day here on the show, in the YouTube chat, in the Twitch chat, and we're going to start taking phone calls this week as well. The phone number to chime in on whatever it is you want to talk about in the world of sports, probably the NFL or college football right now, 310-840-4910. 310-840-4910. 310-840-4910. So, you know what? Line them up. Let's go. 310-840-4910. But we officially begin the wonderful Football Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet with me, Nick Kostos. By me, reveling in my ability to tell the future. By me, being the Oracle. The Baltimore Ravens need to fire John Harbaugh, and they need to fire John Harbaugh now. If you're the Baltimore Ravens, you absolutely cannot lose this game that they lost last night to the DK Metcalf-less Pittsburgh Steelers and waste an MVP caliber performance from Lamar Jackson. John Harbaugh got handed a Ferrari and is driving 40 in the right lane with it. The expiration date has been reached. You take a swig of milk, it's sour. You look at it, that son of a bitch expired in 2022. That's John Harbaugh with the Ravens. You give him his Rolex, thanks for the Super Bowl, you send him on his way. Absolutely unforgivable in a year of Lamar Jackson's prime to not make the postseason. The Ravens did not make the postseason, losing on Sunday Night Football to the Steelers in Pittsburgh. And I told you on Monday that there was no overreaction here for the Ravens to fire John Harbaugh. Not an overreaction. Only reaction. That was the only rational reaction to all of this, was for the Baltimore Ravens to move on from John Harbaugh. And last night, they fired him. Last night, the Baltimore Ravens made it official by firing John Harbaugh. And I actually can't believe, because I'm on social media last night, right, as this is all happening, I'm posting a video on my Instagram, @TheKostos, THEKOSTOS, reposting it on my Twitter, @TheKostos, THEKOSTOS, and I'm seeing the reactions from people, and people are shocked. People can't believe it. How could you do this? How could you fire John Harbaugh? And this would be like if you had a favorite restaurant, and you went to the restaurant 1 year, right? You've liked it for a number of years. And you go to that restaurant. Food's not as good. And then you go back the next year. The food's still not as good. And now the decor is starting to decay a little bit. And then you go back the year after that, and the food's not as good, and the decor's not as nice, and now the service sucks. And then you show back up the next year, and the manager's still there. You'd probably be like, really? They haven't gotten rid of this guy yet? This person's still in charge? Look at what's happening here. This is the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, you cannot enter. And I said this on Monday, but it bears repeating because people are surprised by this. You cannot enter year 9 of the John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson partnership. You can't do it. Haven't reached a Super Bowl yet. This is Einstein's literal definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And people are surprised this happened? Now, I don't blame Baltimore Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti for the way that he phrased this in the press release that went out. Obviously, he's going to be uber respectful of John Harbaugh. And we'll get into the good that John Harbaugh did coming up in a little bit. Called this a very difficult decision. Really? Difficult decision? Like, don't make the playoffs in a year of Lamar Jackson's prime? Have never reached a Super Bowl in the whole time Lamar Jackson's been the quarterback of the Ravens. He's won 2 MVPs along that stretch, and you haven't made a Super Bowl. Now, this year, the Ravens might not have been as good as they've been in the past couple years, but even in those years, and I've jokingly referred to them because they choke in the big spots and games aren't played on a computer screen, they are the Sultans of spreadsheets, the dominators of DVOA, the excellence of EPA. Whatever nerdy mathematical statistic you want to roll out talking about the National Football League, the Baltimore Ravens are at the top of the list for like for this era, this arc of the Lamar-John Harbaugh partnership, made it to one conference championship game and got their faces shoved in the you-know-what by Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and the Kansas City Chiefs in that game. And people are surprised that this is what happened? You can't keep rolling this out there and expect things to change. The Baltimore Ravens nailed this and got it right. And here's what else I would say. Just from John Harbaugh's perspective, the verbiage that was used by NFL insiders was the Ravens fired John Harbaugh, with the inference and the implication being that John Harbaugh wanted to stay. I'm not so sure that's the case. Consider some reporting that came out from various NFL insiders, which was Harbaugh didn't even want to entertain potentially firing offensive coordinator Todd Monken. And a reported rift between Monken and Lamar Jackson, and that Harbaugh was kind of the buffer between the two. Now, if you're John Harbaugh, you the listener, you the viewer, if I'm John Harbaugh, and I feel like I'm going to win a Super Bowl next year with this team, with this quarterback, right? You fire the offensive coordinator. This isn't even a question. Of course you fire Todd Monken. The fact that Harbaugh was obstinate enough to say, I will risk losing my job to keep this offensive coordinator here, tells me maybe he knew that this wasn't going to work and he didn't want to be there anymore. Also consider, and we've referenced this over the past couple weeks, and it dropped during Christmas week, so if you missed it, totally okay. That's what I'm here for. I'm consuming sports content 24/7, so I can tell you about it and you don't have to do that. Mike Preston, who's covered the Ravens for a while for the Baltimore Sun, wrote a pretty scathing column basically saying that Lamar Jackson, and I'm paraphrasing here, is immature, and that he doesn't have great practice habits, etc. And you read that and you think, man, like, this ain't gonna work. It's not gonna work. And whether or not you think the Ravens' failures are John Harbaugh's fault or Lamar Jackson's fault, and I'm willing to say part of the blame has to go at the feet of the MVP quarterback. It has to, right? He's the one on the field throwing interceptions in the big spot. I'm willing to say that. The problem, though, is you're never firing or trading the multiple-time MVP-winning quarterback. That's not how sports works. It's not how life works. I have never said John Harbaugh's a bad coach. You've never heard me say that one time. But what I have said is the expiration date has been reached on this partnership. And even if it comes out 5, 10 years from now that it was all Lamar Jackson's fault, all of it, and maybe that's the case, I don't know, the Ravens still made the right move by swapping out the head coach. You can't choose the head coach over the MVP winning quarterback. It's just not how it goes. It's foolish to suggest that you are living in fantasy land if you think that that would ever happen. Like the Ravens are going to trade Lamar Jackson and keep John Harbaugh. Like never, ever, ever, ever going to happen. Never, ever, ever. Let me say that again. Never, ever, ever, ever in a million years would happen. In the same way that if the Bills lose this weekend to the Jaguars, and Buffalo decides, hey, like, we need to do something here, do you think they're going to move Josh Allen? Or do you think they'd fire Sean McDermott? What do you think would happen? Give me a break. Now, to the people out there that think and say what I'm about to say, and I respect a lot of people that have this opinion. I disagree with it, but I respect the thought behind it. They will say, you can't fire a coach unless you know that the next one you hire is going to be better. Tony Dungy tweeted that last night. Like, who are the Ravens going to get that's better than John Harbaugh? I understand the thought process behind that. But the issue is this, and this is how I think about it, and how I think everybody, candidly, should think about it. You know at this point, like the history of the league dictates it. You know at this point that it ain't happening under this regime. So even if I acknowledge right now, and we'll see what maybe they hire Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter, Rams defensive coordinator Chris Shula, I have no idea. Whoever it is that the Ravens hire, we will be able to say, maybe it's Kevin Stefanski, we will be able to say immediately that coach is not as accomplished as John Harbaugh. How can you say otherwise? Harbaugh's won a Super Bowl. Like, unless they hire Mike McCarthy, and who's choosing Mike McCarthy in a one-for-one situation over John Harbaugh? You'll be able to say, like, the Ravens on paper have downgraded at coach. You won't be able to say otherwise. It's not possible, given what John Harbaugh's accomplished. And to quote The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, it doesn't matter about any of that. Because if you know, and I feel certain, and I've said this for years, that it ain't happening with this coach-quarterback partnership about to enter year 9, then you have to do something different. Even if something different is you're bringing in a coach that on paper might not be as good as the one you just let go, you have to try something different. You cannot keep banging your head into the wall. You cannot keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So in my estimation, the ceiling for the, no matter who they hire, the ceiling has been raised. You've got Lamar, you have an MVP caliber quarterback, the ceiling should be win a Super Bowl every, I'm not saying they should win every year, but the ceiling should be win the Super Bowl every year. They can't even get to the Super Bowl with John Harbaugh. So I think the ceiling has now been raised. It's also then fair to say, though, that the floor has been lowered. That maybe the next head coach of the Ravens isn't close to being as good as John Harbaugh. And maybe the norm for a couple of years for Baltimore becomes 9-8, 10-7, wild card berth. It's possible that that's the case as Lamar Jackson continues to age. And maybe, just maybe, it doesn't work. But you have to take the swing. You have to take the swing and hope that something new pushes you over the line. That is the point of all of this in the National Football League, in professional sports. The point is not to have a floor of 10, 11, 12, 13 wins in a regular season and then lose every single January. That can't be the goal. The goal has to be win a Super Bowl championship. That's the goal. Not win, go 12-5 and lose in the divisional round. Win a championship. And if you know you ain't winning a championship, then you try something new. I applaud the Baltimore Ravens for this decision. And I disagree when Steve, and it may have been difficult emotionally, right? Because he's been there for 2 decades, won a Super Bowl, and we'll talk about John Harbaugh, good coach. And I'll talk about that on the other side. This was not a difficult decision. If you're the Baltimore Ravens, it was the only decision. It was not an overreaction. This was the only reaction for the Baltimore Ravens. On the other side, we're going to talk about John Harbaugh as a coach and why I think he deserves a ton of credit. And I'm going to give you a couple fits because he's going to coach in the NFL next year. And he's going to be able to pick whatever team he wants to coach. And I'm going to give you guys, our listeners and viewers, a couple teams that might come out of left field, but I think are legitimate contenders to land John Harbaugh as their coach in 2026. The phone number, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. We're just getting rolling here on a wonderful Football Wednesday on Westwood One Sports. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, and we are presented by BetMGM.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm so caught up in what just happened tonight. I can't focus on that right now. Okay. So, like he asked me, are you stunned? I'm stunned right now. I'm still trying to process what's going on. Like, okay. I know we lost, but you know? Mm-hmm.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
That the voice of Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson on Sunday night following the Ravens' season-ending loss in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. The Jameson in question is Jameson Hensley, who's covered the Baltimore Ravens for a really long time. But you know, if you had told me that he's actually talking to, like, a bottle of Jameson, as in, I need to drink my sorrows away after what's just happened, I could believe that would be the case. The Ravens missing the playoffs in a year of Lamar Jackson's prime and moving on from head coach John Harbaugh yesterday. Not an overreaction, only reaction from the Baltimore Ravens. As I said at the start of the show, we're on a couple different YouTube pages for right now. And if you're listening on the radio, on a radio station nationwide, SiriusXM 375, the Odyssey app, the Westwood One Sports app, you should be checking us out on YouTube because we're going to have tons of interactivity on the YouTube page. I'm going into the chats and talking with people during the breaks. So youtube.com/@TheKostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, will be the primary one starting next week. We are still going to be broadcasting and streaming the next 3 days from the old YouTube page at the BetMGM network as well. But given that that network no longer exists, we will be transferring it over to the new YouTube page coming up next week. So subscribe, like, and comment. I will be interacting with you guys during the show. And a couple YouTube comments to get to before we talk about the future for John Harbaugh. At GoBirds1211 says, you, meaning me, definitely called the Harbaugh thing. Thank you very much. GoBirds goes on to say, your NBA bets, on the other hand, not as much. Yes, I know. I talked about it at the start of the show. It was brutal on Monday night for your boy in the NBA and college basketball. And then there's this one. I'm guessing that this guy's a Ravens fan, and let me know if I'm wrong. Void Null 9222, who says, the Ravens era is over. Lamar is too old, and aside from Derrick Henry, who do they have? Zay Flowers, question mark? The Ravens era is not over, and it's not over because they have Lamar Jackson. And Lamar Jackson, the first digit in his age, is still a 2. And today is Lamar Jackson's birthday. Today is Lamar Jackson's 29th birthday. And what a great birthday present from the Ravens. Here's a new head coach to try and get you and us over the hump. YouTube.com/@TheKostos. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Let's talk about what's next for Ravens head coach John Harbaugh. Now, he needed to go. And I don't want anyone to get it twisted. He absolutely needed to be relieved of his duties as Ravens head coach. But that does not mean that John Harbaugh is a bad coach. On the contrary, I think John Harbaugh is a great coach. And on the short list of best NFL head coaches of this century, 8 road playoff wins. That is the most for any coach in the history of the league. 1 Super Bowl 47, famously over his brother Jim Harbaugh and the San Francisco 49ers, has a Super Bowl championship. And really, I actually think the Giants would have, and I'm not just saying that as a Giants fan, you can actually probably go back and find my takes prior to Championship Sunday leading into Super Bowl 46, where I said the NFC Championship game, Giants-Niners, that was the Super Bowl that year. And if the Niners had won, I would have thought the Niners would have beaten either the Patriots or the Ravens. But the Ravens were the better team that year also than the Patriots, and completely choked at the end of the game. Sterling Moore punching the ball out of Lee Evans' hands, and then Billy Cundiff missing the field goal that would have sent the Ravens to Super Bowl 46. So John Harbaugh has been awesome in his time as Ravens head coach. The expiration date was reached with this team, but that doesn't mean that he shouldn't be immediately the head coach of another team in the NFL. The current openings, as it stands at this moment, the Tennessee Titans, the Cleveland Browns, the Las Vegas Raiders, the Arizona Cardinals, and we'll talk about Jonathan Gannon's firing later in the show. That happened after I went off the air on Monday. I was not on yesterday's show. The Atlanta Falcons and my New York Football Giants. Out of those teams, if we're going to view this through the prism of like what John Harbaugh is going to most likely want, right? Because if you're John Harbaugh, you better you bet on this Wednesday. Nick Costos here with you on Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM. If you're John Harbaugh, I don't think you want to go somewhere where there has to be some kind of huge rebuild, right? Does that strike you, the listener, you, the viewer, as something that's likely? That John Harbaugh wants to go to the Raiders, even if they have the number one overall pick in the draft. That roster is an absolute mess. Do we think John Harbaugh wants to go to the Cleveland Browns? I don't think so. Or to the Atlanta Falcons, where we don't know who is Kirk Cousins going to be the quarterback? Did Michael Penix show anybody enough last year to have you think that he can be the guy, like, definitely moving forward? I really think that the best option here for John Harbaugh out of the teams with openings right now, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a Giants fan, but is the Giants, where I really think you can say, again, think about it, right? Titans have a quarterback, but the rest of the roster is not great. The Browns don't have a quarterback, and the roster needs some serious work, and I think they can get there. The Raiders are in the worst situation out of anybody. Their team absolutely stinks outside of Bowers and Genty, and Max Crosby may not be on the team next year. I like what the Arizona Cardinals have cooking a little bit outside of the quarterback position, but that's a big question, and the division is absolutely stacked. Right? The other three teams in the NFC West are all in the playoffs this year. The Falcons, I think, are in a difficult situation at quarterback. The Giants have a quarterback in Jackson Dart. And Ian O'Connor, who's long been a great reporter and analyst here locally in the New York tri-state area, works for The Athletic now, tweeted last night that John Harbaugh has affinity for Jackson Dart and that the Giants will have John Harbaugh at the top of their list, which obviously makes a ton of sense. So I do think that out of the teams with openings right now, the Giants make the most sense for John Harbaugh. But I think we need to consider a tweet last night from Diana Russini from The Athletic. And this should come as no surprise to anyone. I don't think this is like earth-shattering news, but it's reported, and I absolutely believe it. And I actually, if she or someone else had tweeted this isn't happening, I actually wouldn't believe it. That teams that currently employ a head coach are interested in John Harbaugh. Like, just think, like, let's say John Harbaugh and his representation called Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets, and said, I want to coach the Jets. Do you think they'd keep Aaron Glenn? Yeah, the first flight out of Florham Park. Or if John Harbaugh wanted to coach the Dallas Cowboys. I like Brian Schottenheimer. I think he did an okay job in year one. We know Jerry Jones likes Brian Schottenheimer. You don't think Jerry Jones would take John Harbaugh in a second and fire Brian Schottenheimer? Please. What if he wanted to go to Tampa Bay? Like the Bucs would keep Todd Bowles over John Harbaugh? No way. No way. So I think when we're talking about John Harbaugh and his future, we have to consider not just teams with current vacancies, but teams also that have head coaches that they currently employ. I'm going to give you two teams, maybe a little off the beaten path, but I think absolutely need to be considered for John Harbaugh. And why I think nothing is imminent. Like, I don't think John Harbaugh is taking a job in the next 5 days. Maybe not in the next couple weeks, depending on how this goes for teams in the playoffs. Whether or not you agree with what I'm about to say is immaterial. I don't even know that I agree with it. But there's a lot of smoke around Matt LaFleur's future employment status with the Green Bay Packers. Now, I really like Matt LaFleur. If I were the Packers, I would keep Matt LaFleur as the head coach. If I were Brian Gutekunst, the GM, I would want Matt LaFleur coaching the team. But there's a lot of smoke that has you believing that if the Packers lose on Saturday night in Chicago against the Bears, it could be curtains for Matt LaFleur. You don't think John Harbaugh would be a good fit in Green Bay with Jordan Love at quarterback and Micah Parsons coming back next year to rush the passer? I'm just saying, the Green Bay Packers need to be a consideration. And the other team that I'll mention, and the analog here is chef's kiss is perfection. The Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson selected in the same draft class in 2018, both in the first round. Both teams have had the same coach for the duration. I've been telling you that the Ravens need to try something different because they didn't get to the Super Bowl with Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson. I said this on Monday. Some people disagree. They're wrong. That's okay. We don't all have to be right about everything. I went 0-for on my bets on Monday night. It happens. If the Bills don't make the Super Bowl this year with no Mahomes, with no Lamar, and no Burrow in the AFC, they have to fire Sean McDermott. And it's the same thing as Harbaugh. It doesn't mean that McDermott's a bad coach. He's a great coach. But at some point, the expiration date is reached, and you have to do something different. If the Bills lose in Jacksonville on Sunday, and the Bills fire Sean McDermott, would John Harbaugh want to coach Josh Allen? You have to admit, even if you disagree with me, you're a little intrigued. Last note here, and then we'll break, and Danny Parkins joins us on the other side, and I'm looking forward to that conversation. I can't imagine today being a fan of the Cincinnati Bengals, who decide to keep Zach Taylor after missing the playoffs for 3 straight years in Joe Burrow's prime. If the Bengals are not one of the teams that's interested in John Harbaugh, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say. And I feel bad for the fans of the Cincinnati Bengals. Take a quick break. On the other side, joining us to talk all things National Football League and Wild Card Weekend, the great Danny Parkins from First Things First on Fox Sports 1, here on You Better You Bet with me, Nick Costos, and you on Westwood One Sports.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
We're mentally prepared to play for 5 more weeks. And so that's our intent. How do you do that? You go out and you win the first one.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
That is Chicago Bears head coach Ben Johnson stating the obvious. You want to make it to the second round? got to win in the first round. We will get into the college football playoff to start next hour. Why getting to the national championship game? One of the big storylines on Friday night with Indiana and Oregon, and my bet for tomorrow night's game with Ole Miss and Miami and the rationale behind it. But joining us right now in his weekly spot, love having him on the show, superstar from Fox Sports 1, First Things First, where I was telling him off air, and I'm not just saying this because he's my friend. Danny posted a video, Danny Parkins with us on the show, at Danny Parkins on Twitter, at Danny Parkins 1 on Instagram. So Danny does a picks challenge every day, against the spread picks challenge. Danny is hashtag one of us when it comes to sports betting. Danny is best friends with Nick Wright, who's obviously on that show, and they've been betting on sports forever. And Nick won the picks challenge this year on FS1 against Danny with a comeback at the end of the season and posted a video yesterday where he put a jester hat. This is not to mock Danny, obviously. It was a great piece of television, and Danny knows that. I laughed the entire time and would urge people to check that out on Danny's Instagram or otherwise. My friend, that was great television. Your Bears are the 2 seed. Not a bad time to be Danny Parkins. How's it going?
It's a good time to be me. It's going great. Thank you. Yeah, listen, I went 65% against the spread in the NFL last year.
And is that
so
it?
Yeah, that's it. So I have a big 65% chain that I wear, big King's costume as the picks king. And I was literally from week one through week 16, Nick and I were never tied. I was winning the whole way. And in order for him to beat me by half a game, I had to go 0-3 in week 17 and 0-3 in week 18. And it was devastating. And he put the jester hat on me. And I have to be honest, he played it very well. And it was fun television. But I'm not here to talk about the past. I'm like a steroid user testifying before Congress. I'm here to talk about the playoffs. I'm going to destroy him in picking games against the spread in the playoffs. And yes, I confirmed that the Bears are the 2 seed and they're playing the hated Green Bay Packers. And while I think it's an outrage that that game is not primetime on Sunday, I'm going to use it to benefit me. And I bought a plane ticket to go home to Chicago. I'll be flying in to Chicago Saturday morning. And I got the best seat in the house. I used my winnings and my television fame and fortune. First row behind the Bears bench.
Look at
you. You'll see me Saturday night in a Bears robe. It's going to be glorious.
Yeah. The only thing that was missing there that was great, if I can critique a little bit, was the Rafael Palmeiro finger wag.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not here to talk about the past. or maybe who was it? Andy Pettit, who misremembered, like the hashtag
Andy
Mitchell
Pettit
report.
Misremembered. Sammy Sosa forgot to speak how to speak English. It was a great moment in American history.
Incredible theater. Let's talk about the game on Saturday. Betting market has it as a pick 'em. If we've said, just for people who are tuning into this show for the first time, Danny's been joining us all season. Danny gives out his picks on Friday on First Things First on Fox Sports 1. So if you want to hold, I'm guessing you like the Bears. If you want to hold your pick, that's fine. If you would like to give it, then great. And I'd love to know what your like actual real confidence level is here in this game. At some books, the Packers are a small favorite. At others, the Bears are a small favorite. BetMGM right now has it Green Bay -1, 45.5 the total. Going to be cold, maybe snow in the forecast.
Yeah, the snow doesn't bother me. The wind is, you know, could be up to 20, 25 miles an hour last I checked. So that obviously could impact the passing a little bit. That's fluctuated over the course of the week, and I haven't checked it yet this morning. But listen, both games were even. That's the truth. Both games were even. Bears could have won the first game. They were separated by less than 20 total yards, 4 total first downs. Each team had 1 sack. Each team had 1 turnover, and Caleb threw a pick on the last play. And then the second game was also epic, except the Bears came out on the other side of it. So I think these teams are even. I do think that the Bears are getting healthier. Like Rome Odunze, Kyler Gordon, guys like that coming back is a good sign for the Bears. The Packers are really banged up, and I think the Packers' defense is also bad. The Bears' defense is bad. The Packers' defense is also bad since Micah Parsons is out. So if it's not too windy, I like over 45 or 45.5, depending on where you're shopping. And yeah, my lean is the Bears, but I have so much emotional investment and now like tickets and flight time invested that that's probably enough for me in this game.
Tell me about the robe. I feel like I should have led with that.
Yeah, so they got Broussard wears a Ravens robe on FTF sometimes, and I liked the look, and so they bought me like a very plush, kind of like almost like Kramer when he's the pimp type of robe. Like, it's like it's very over the top, but it's warm. It's got like a wool lining. And when I found out the caliber of my seats, I'm like, man, there's like a decent chance to do some content here. And so I figure, you know, I'm not going to dress humbly. And so, you know, I texted a few people on the team and let them know, like, not to mess up. Like, then I'm going to be, like, texted Ben John, I'm going to be looking over your shoulder. I bought tickets first row behind the bench. And he just hit me with the LFG, let's bleep and go. So, you know, I want to be able to be noticed. And so big orange, bright robe. For your boy behind the bench on Saturday.
Just for people that are keeping score at home, was that a humble brag or a regular brag?
Just a straight brag.
I thought so. And to be fair, I would
not a lot of humbleness going on.
No, I would brag about that too. That's pretty cool. Yeah, you better here on this Wednesday. Danny Parkins, our guest, first things first on Fox Sports 1, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern weekdays at Danny Parkins on Twitter, at Danny Parkins 1 on Instagram. What'd you make of the Ravens firing John Harbaugh yesterday?
Sometimes it's time. Like, doesn't mean John Harbaugh is a bad coach. In fact, the opposite. Like, it makes obvious sense why every team wants to hire him and why I think some teams with current head coaches are going to consider hiring him. Heard you mention the Packers before the break. His agent is Brian Harlan, big-time coaching agent, son of former Packers executive and president Bob Harlan. Could be he's very connected to the Packers.
And Kevin's brother. And Kevin Harlan's brother.
Yeah, and Kevin Harlan's brother, very powerful agent. But he also represents Matt LaFleur. So, like, that, if he ends up in Green Bay, there's, like, a lot of machinations that would need to take place for that one. But point is, John Harbaugh is going to probably be able to name his price and name his team. And I agree that there's going to be some surprising people that are interested in it. But Theo Epstein used to talk about this all the time, and he got it from Bill Walsh. He believed in the theory of 10 years. That Bill Walsh said that after 10 years, it was time for leaders to part ways because the leader needed a new challenge and the people that they were trying to lead, the message would grow stale. They needed a new person to deliver the message. So Bill Walsh applied that to the Niners. Theo Epstein applied it to the Cubs. He got out after his ninth season. And John Harbaugh lasted 18 years. And so I think that it was time. All of the close losses, all of the heartbreak, whatever disconnect there may or may not have been with Lamar Jackson, if you believe the reporting about Greg Roman, like, whatever your theory as to why, 18 years, it's probably just time for it to run its course. And John Harbaugh can have tremendous success with his next team. And the Ravens are the best opening now in the NFL because you get an organization that has only had 3 head coaches in their history. And you get to coach 29-year-old Lamar Jackson. So, you know, I think both sides can win this breakup.
And Bill Walsh, like, lived that. Like, literally walked away from the Niners after winning Super Bowl 23. And then George Seifert, the DC, gets promoted and they win Super Bowl 24, destroy the Broncos in New Orleans 55-10. Pencil, not pen. That was me. I just know a lot.
Just being a dork.
Lean into your strengths. Pencil, not pen here. A minute for the answer, just because I want to get more thoughts on Wild Card Weekend. Pencil, not pen. John Harbaugh will be coaching blank in 2026.
The New York Giants. Your team. I think it's a bolder pick is Buffalo. And I think if Buffalo wants him, that is a better job because you get Josh Allen. But whether you like Jackson Dart or not, young pass rushers, young star wide receiver, decent cap situation, top 5 pick. Like, it's a New York market. It's a pretty attractive job. Now, I would have problems with Joe Shane being attached to that job, and I am not as big of a believer in Jackson Dart as everybody else seems to be, but the ability to coach an iconic franchise like that with all of those things going for it, That is probably the safest bet on the board right now.
I'm not reporting anything when I say this, but I was talking to a Giants source last night who told me that he thinks that, and I don't know if John Harbaugh would do this or not, but if John Harbaugh said to John Mara, I'll come coach the Giants, but you have to fire Joe Shane. That's the only coaching candidate that would be able to. I don't know that he would do that. I'm not reporting it. Just saying that I thought that was interesting that someone that's plugged in with the team shared that with me last night. So we'll see.
Yeah, he's got the gravitas to make that ask. No question.
And if the Giants kept Joe Shane over hiring John Harbaugh, I know that Nick is tight. We need Pablo Torre to find out what's happening with Joe Shane and the New York Giants.
You'd have an aneurysm on the air if that happened.
I think I have to be. I think I've spent all my. I think there's no more emotion left to spend. I think I'm like okay, I'm a battered husk at this point of a fan. You're 30 broken. Seconds left.
Yeah.
Give us your best bet for wild card weekend in 30 seconds.
Chargers plus 3.5. Herbert's awesome. Their defense is really good. They got all their rest in week 18 heading into the game. And I think that they intentionally did it, not just to protect Herbert against the Broncos in week 18, but because they looked at the board and said, the Patriots have by far the weakest pass rush and they wanted New England. Like New England has some like counting stat defensive numbers that look okay, but every underlying thing suggests their defense isn't very good, especially as a pass rush. So and a run defense, frankly, they're just not good defensively. So I think the Chargers will be able to move the ball and keep Herbert upright. I love them plus 3.5.
I love it too. I think they might win. I can't wait for it.
I have some plus 170 money line in my investment portfolio. Absolutely.
Oh, I'm sure. Right next to Apple, I'm sure. I'll be looking for you on Saturday night. Danny Parkins, the star of Amazon's NFL broadcast with the Bears and the Packers in the orange robe. Enjoy, my friends.
Whether they want me to be a star of it or not, I'm going to be right there.
I love it. Danny Parkins here on You Better You Bet. At Danny Parkins on Twitter, at Danny Parkins 1 on Instagram. First things first, weekdays on FS1. 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Hour one done, hour two for you. Coming up on the other side, we will start the hour previewing Oregon, Indiana on Friday night.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.